Korean quilt. Hey, what's up? What's up, everybody? It's time once again for
KQ Korean Quilt.
Okay, today we're going to go to the dentist, everybody. Don't scream because it's going to be all right. Here's the expression. 치과에 가야 해요.
That's it. We're not going to do any great voice acting, any creative introduction, just the phrase, Anna?
No, just the phrase because it's already traumatizing to go to the dentist.
Right. Okay, I've got it. So we're going to be helping people out today by going to this 치과, which is the dentist's office in Korean.
Mm-hmm. So what's the expression again?
Right. So what we're saying here, I need or I have to go to the dentist's office. 치과에 가야 해요.
Right.
Now, the verb pattern here, in case you're not familiar with it, is a useful one in Korean that implies both the suggestive, something that should be done, and the necessary, something that has to be done. So here our phrase, 치과에 가야 해요, means I have to go to the dentist, or basically, I should go to the dentist. Shall we try it a little bit slower, Anna?
Let's.
Okay, so slowly, 치과에 가야 해요.
치과에 가야 해요.
I need to go to the dentist. 치과에 가야 해요.
치과에 가야 해요.
Now, how about some other useful medical places or clinics around the country, Anna? Can we substitute anything else except dentist's office?
Why, we sure can. For instance, let's say you need your insides looked at. You'd go to an internal medicine clinic, 내과.
Which would then make the sentence, I have to go to the internal medicine clinic, 내과에 가야 해요.
Or if you need to go to the optometrist and get your eyes looked at, you can say 안과.
안과에 가야 해요.
Excellent. Wonderful. And that's it for us.
That is. Make sure you practice those phrases because they are super, super useful. And we'll be back next time here on KQ.
See you tomorrow.